Hello and welcome to the first episode of Real Talk from Teen to Teen Across the World. Today we have Husanatu and Hasanatu present and ready to discuss. Today we'll be discussing how COVID-19 has impacted our family, friends, communities, and ourselves.
So, do you guys think that COVID improved your life experience? Is it a yes, no, and why?
For me, I can say that COVID did improve my life experience, especially with like friends and everything. Like this, from like 2020 to now, I can know like people who are around me, and like, you know, I can know who's real, who's fake, to be honest. Like who's been there from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, I agree with that. It helps you like strengthen your bond with the friends that have stayed in your life.
Yeah.
And for me, COVID improved kind of like my global awareness about other people, and like helped me have more sensitivity and not take for granted like our health and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
I would agree with you too that COVID did improve like some people's relationship, while sometimes it ruined some other people's relationship. But for me, I would say, yeah, I agree with you too.
Yeah, I think the reason why like it improved our life experience is because since we're all inside the house, we have nowhere to go. So basically, COVID really helped us say, you know what, work on yourself, help yourself and change your life experiences.
Yeah, like set our priorities straight, basically.
Yeah, because like in the first, when there's no COVID, we don't really like have our priorities. We just do whatever we want. Now we have limited time, so we want to like complete everything first.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay, so our next question is, do you feel hopeful about the future? And also, how do you envision the future?
I do feel hopeful about the future, that I would say, like, everything gets back together. Then, like, we can continue school. We can finally have our summer vacation, because we really need that right now. Because being stuck in the house is not fun. We all know that.
Yeah. I also feel hopeful about the future. Like, now that there's, like, vaccines and everything, it seems like we can get back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I think people are still, like, gonna care about, like, germs and everything after.
Yeah, people.
'Cause, like,
yeah.
Like, I can't believe I used to stand that close to people before.
But, yeah, for me, I do actually feel hopeful about the future. Now, like, I'm seeing that people are taking the vaccine more seriously.
Yeah.
They're taking precaution and everything. But I do feel hopeful about it. The thing I envision about the future is that they are going to be, like, restrictions and stuff like that. But, like, they'll let people go out and, like, open, like, theme parks and everything. Because, like, right now, they even, like, opened up Disneyland in April. So.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they are. April 1st. But it's only for the California residents. Oh, my voice.
I would say I envisioned of like future, like people still wearing masks.
Yeah.
Be, like, be careful. But people be like, won't take things for granted because we just came out of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, even like, let's say in China, even though beat the COVID, they still wear masks to go around, so just in case that it doesn't get worse again.
Yeah, so that we can prevent it from happening in the future.
Yeah. So I do think, I do have hope for the future. You know, so I do envision how the future will look like based on how we're doing now. But, yeah. The next question is, how did your relationship with friends and family change during the pandemic?
I feel like for this question, we can go back to what Hasanatu said about our life experiences in the beginning.
Yeah.
How the real people in your life stayed even though it was like hard to communicate.
Yes. But like for me, like this pandemic, not gonna lie, since like we're just home and school and everything like that, when I ever like talk to my friends or my family, I constantly talk to them, I get annoyed easily. Like, I don't know if everyone has experienced it, but like with me, I'm like, oh my God, will you shut up? like that's what people think. It's like, stop talking.
For me, I would say that it's the same, because before the pandemic, I wasn't like really close with my, I was close to my friends, but I don't like to keep in touch because I know they're okay. But like when I have like a certain urge, I will contact them. But okay. Like that.
Yeah, I agree with the like how family is like kind of annoying now because we're around each other all the time.
Yeah.
But I feel like that bond is definitely stronger than it was before, at least like with your family.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
I think like with friends, because now we cannot like really hang out. We have to like say, oh, what day are you not busy? Because everyone has busy schedules. But like now with friends, it's like iffy, but like you still have that bond because people get FaceTime and other things like that.
Yeah, able to like maintain connections.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think technology did like a huge thing during this pandemic, because now people can, we don't need like go outside. We could just call each other.
That's true.
Yeah.
The last question is, what is your joy of missing out during the pandemic? What are you happy that you missed out in like in an event because of the pandemic?
The thing like I'm happy about that I missed out is like, you know how when you go to class and walk, right? Yeah. So a few days ago I checked my school thing to check my like how far my classes were, and like the classrooms were so far distance. I was like, imagine if I went to school walking every day just to go to class.
Yeah, it would be a lot.
Yeah. And like my class is my school is really big with a lot of students. So it doesn't take a long time to go to class every day. So that's about I'm very happy I missed out on.
Yeah, it's like definitely easier now. I could just like go to my computer and then I'm in class.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that I'm glad I missed out school, because for me, online school is like easier, like way easier than actual school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like online school is like sometimes it's easy and everything like that. Even though like now kids have like our resources to like, you know, cheat and stuff like that, but like we it's very easy, but like sometimes it's not that really easy because like when your teacher doesn't like reply back to your emails, like, whoa, reply back.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's easy for people who, like, are independent workers.
Yeah.
It's but for people who, like, need to, like, be like,
in the classroom.
Yeah, yeah, it's harder for them.
Like, for me, I am an independent person. I don't like relying on people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say it is easier for me.
Yeah. One thing that I like that the pandemic brought is masks. I mean, it gets annoying in the summer and like it's hard to talk to people, but like now that it's colder, it keeps your face warm.
Oh yeah.
And like, yeah, sometimes like before I would like unintentionally like give people dirty looks. Oh. And like now that's like covered up, like not on purpose, but yeah.
Yeah, that's like the good part about it, because like sometimes you not they only see your eyes, not your downward face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that too.
So that was our last question, and that concludes our discussion about how COVID-19 affected us and people around the world.
Hope you guys like this podcast from today. I am Brima. Hasanatu.
I am Hasanatu.
And I'm Blaine. Bye.
Bye.